Let's get into the week. Shortened week because of the middle of the week, but for now it's Monday morning. Andrew Kelleher, JMIS. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
How about those jobs in America? Boy, how many do you want?
Yeah, surprises just keep coming, don't they, out of the US arena, and we're being kept on our toes as 2019 cranks up speed, Mike. Friday night it was the release of the January non-farm payroll estimates, and yep, numbers came in much higher than expectations, and that's despite the partial US government shutdown that slipped in partially in there as well. So they put on 304,000 new jobs. We saw some pretty significant revisions to recent months as well. November was revised up, but December revised down by 90,000. But Mike, consensus expectations, they were around 170,000, came in at 304, so well above that. And I saw a statistic quoted, Mike. I haven't checked it, but it said that it's now the 100th straight month of job gains.
Yeah.
100 straight months. They're living the dream as far as jobs are concerned. That goes right back to 2010. 3-month average now sitting at 241,000. Unemployment ticked up to 4%. A couple of issues possibly feeding into that. Some government workers may have just slipped into the unemployed status. And there was also a bit of a lift in the participation rate. Average hourly earnings, so that's wage pressure, rose 0.1%. That's over the 1 month, 3.2% over the last 12 months. But, Mike, the thing is, there's a real conundrum now coming in sort of interpreting the data. Think about close of last year. What were the concerns? If you think fears of slowing US growth, slowing global growth, there were even talks of recession in the US, concerns over inflation. Now we've got economic data coming out that's sort of leaning against those fears of an economic slowdown. You've got strong jobs, not much inflation. What the Federal Reserve chairman say last week, he signals a shift in the stance of the Federal Reserve, is worried about slowdown. Now look at the jobs report, new home sales, they were quite strong as well. So we've got this disconnect. You know, you got this wobbly sentiment, but the data's playing out a little bit differently. And Trump loved it, of course, when he wasn't playing golf, I see, with Tiger Woods over the weekend. He had time to tweet, jobs, jobs, jobs.
Now, Amazon, another record.
Yeah. And sort of ahead of Super Bowl Sunday, we had continued issue of US company earnings reports, and Amazon out on Friday. Always closely watched, but bit of a barometer, really, I suppose, of underlying economic activity. Fourth quarter earnings, $6.04 a share. Revenue, $72.4 billion. Both quarterly records for Amazon. Who's worried about a recession? And strong sales for the 2018 holiday season, well ahead of the previous years. And both revenue and earnings were ahead of analyst expectations as well. But Mike, the share price didn't get a lift. You would have thought it would have got a lift off that. It didn't. Share price down 92.5 bucks on the day. So that's about 5.4%. That's because they gave some sort of downbeat guidance for the first quarter. They're pitching their expectations below where analysts were for revenue. They're all going to spend a bit more infrastructure, more warehouses. I think they had some issues in India as well. But Mike, the US share market in January, best January since 1987, over 30 years. Now, statistically, that points to a strong year. Statistically, when you get a strong January, you get a strong 12 months. I think you've got to be a little bit careful of that relationship this year because that big bounce back. Oh, Mike,
we don't know where we're at. Our heads are spinning, Andrew. Our heads are spinning.
Everything's spinning.
In these tumultuous times.
Meditate. Calm, bit of meditation. Calm the mind.
But is there now? What are the numbers?
Lots ahead this week, actually.
What do you got? You got the RBA, you got dairy.
You got the Hayne report coming out. Fourth quarterly employment numbers. Super Bowl today, yep. New England Patriots, they're going to win. Only 4 days to do it all in. What do you do?
I don't know what to do. Well, what we do for now is give me the numbers.
25,063 on the Dow, up 64 points. 2706 on the S&P 500, they were up small. And not much change in the NASDAQ, 7263. FTSE 100, 7020, they were up 51. The Nikkei, 20,788. Up small. Shanghai Composite up 1.3%, 2618. The ASX 200, they lost 2 points on Friday, 5862. And we just closed a smidgen off the 9,000 mark, 8,999 on the Index 50, up 14 or 0.15%. The currencies, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.6900 against the US, 0.9510 Aussie, 0.6017 euro, 0.5260 pounds, 75.5 yen, gold trading at $1,317.98, and a little pop higher in Brent crude, $62.75.
You have a great day, mate. Appreciate it. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.